Welcome to Average Awareness. This is Jeff and Jake talking to you from the past, because you're probably somewhere in the future listening to this right now on that fine listening device, probably a cell phone, maybe a computer. Who knows? Who really cares? All I know is I'm appreciative that you're here. And once again, this is Average Awareness. It's a Friday night on a September 29th, I believe is our date. And we are definitely feeling the Friday night vibes, I think.
We really are.
You know, sometimes these are the fun shows, right? So here we are, Average Awareness, just trying to, you know, expand our awareness and continue being the average guys we are. So, Jake, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking, Jeff. Jeff was just, again, very eager and excited to get that intro out because it has been a while. It has been a few weeks. We've been going through some things as human beings, as you have on that listening device, Jeff has just mentioned. So we're just average folks. We've been watching debates. Jeff happened to have a little get together that was related to the Republican debates. Luckily, the cops weren't called. Nobody came over to check what was going on.
Not in this fine neighborhood.
Because we were cheering and just clapping for these fine individuals, if you will. But that's a whole story in itself, because we probably know who the Republicans are going to choose. But it's creeping on up on us faster than I think. I mean, what's October is going to be on Monday?
So October will start on Sunday, actually.
Oh, it's just September 30th?
Yep. September. There's no 31st to September. So October is here even sooner than you expected.
God damn it.
I know it, right? So yeah, I know. And I think that is kind of the, you know, the vibes. And yes, I did, you know, hold a party of, you know, potential radicals, maybe. Some people may say.
Sorry, I just ratted Jeff out.
I know. And that's fine. I definitely am happy
to own
the fact that I had, you know, a political watch party and had people with open-minded thoughts who are willing to share their opinions, right? Now, it's not to say you agree with all opinions, right? But no. I think, I mean, like you said, that the 2024 elections are creeping up on us. Obviously, we're probably paying attention a little earlier, especially me. I'm probably paying attention a little earlier
than most
of the fine people listening to this, and maybe not all of them, right? But either way, that's fine. And that's part of what we bring you, right, is some of that, you know, awareness that we're gathering for you fine people on the other side.
I mean, it's a shame what's going on. We need something, man. I was at Panda Express. Been going there for years. I don't care what you think of it. It's a franchise. You can't invest in it. Some one guy owns Panda Express, but they're just rubbing me. I remember you could go to Panda Express, get a large styrofoam full of some beautiful Chinese American food, and it was very cheap, and they would load it up, and if you wanted extra stuff, you can get extra stuff. It might have been like, I don't know, $8, $6 a person. Now it's a smaller styrofoam fucking thing. Everything's smaller, and they're charging you more.
Right.
And they're giving you less.
Right.
It's absolutely insane.
Yeah.
It's just like, what is going on? And the businesses have to do it. So obviously small businesses, like something I run, has to do the same thing. It's like, it's a damn shame.
Well,
does that have to do with politicians, though? That's the thing. It's like, what can politicians do to help that out? Or is it just greedy corporations? You know what I mean? They know they could charge more for less. When we know that guy who owns Panda Express is probably a fucking billionaire, we know he can fucking scratch a few, but you know what? Everyone else is doing it. I'm going to do it too. Good idea, fellas. Let's do it. Everyone gets smaller amounts and we charge more. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's kind of underestimating the volatility of the marketplace, in the sense that...
Well, does it just keep going that way? You just get this tiny little plate at Panda Express for $20?
Well, not necessarily, right? There's going to be a point where things crash and the market corrects. But my point is that a restaurant like Panda, just because the owner has money, right? And sometimes, you know, someone looking wealthy is tied up in, you know, net worth and physical assets, stuff like that. But I mean, my thing
is that Panda Express is very successful.
The business in itself, right? Like, the margins are semi-slim on a restaurant. So if your margins are getting encroached on by inflation, on, you know, buying your supplies to make your business work, then obviously what are you going to do? You're going to price in and raise those prices and make your margins work based on making the portion smaller, stuff like that. Now, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but what I'm saying is that it's to be expected when we have an inflation environment we do. Now, as far as what politicians have to do with that,
giving away money.
Well, yeah, obviously, right?
I mean, creating money.
There should be no debate on why there's inflation in the sense of
sending money where we don't need it.
We sent a bunch of money out, right? There was both supply and demand, you know, factors that came into play. Now, I think most of, you know,
forced people who weren't working to buy stuff, right?
Well, not just that, but I mean, like with COVID, like there were supply shortages at different times because of bottlenecks and supply chains.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like that's been part of the inflation story, but I think a lot of that has passed in certain regards. Now it's the demand story, which demand is based on expectations, right? So the Fed has raised interest rates, which means that the banks that loan businesses money expect it to cost more for them to borrow as banks. So then they raise their rates, right? Which then means it takes more money. You're paying a higher interest rate when you borrow money now, right?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
And that basically means that companies react by raising prices because they got to take money to run their business. I mean, it's just, I guess my thing is the loans are way more. It's like an egg going through the body of a snake in the sense that, you know, when it eats at the head, you're still going to see it go through the course. Like,
well, Panda Express, I hear people
say that we're just at the beginning of this is my point, I guess.
Well, like Panda Express has to pay for all that type of stuff too, all the inflation.
Well, and now they're concerned because what business owners do is they say, well, we've had inflation now. And so not only am I going to raise my prices to deal with the current inflation, but I'm going to prepare for the future inflation.
Yeah.
Right. So now they're double raising their prices potentially. Right. In some of these sectors and some of these marketplaces.
And
right?
It's a real estate play. If they want to keep buying real estate, the percentages are high as shit.
No, for sure. And just
so it's like,
you know,
so they got to charge you more just to keep the building.
I work for a $1 billion bank outside of, you know, my average work here. And
wow,
I will say that, you know, banks, they it's not like they just have the money in a vault and they use that to loan out. Like,
not anymore. Like,
well, banks borrow from other banks, right? So that's the thing is, like, you know, a lot of people don't realize
they invest in other banks.
You know, it's almost like this. I mean, in certain regards, it is like a giant Ponzi scheme in ways, right? But I guess my thing with politicians is obviously a politician can help course correct things now.
Well, what did they say? Money is the root of all evil. It really is. You know what I mean? If you really think about money deep down inside.
Yeah, I don't know.
It might be the root of all good as well.
I was going to say, I think it's a double-edged sword in this, or, you know, there's
like,
pros and cons.
Do you have such good innovation without motivating someone with money and drugs?
Well, do you have any sort of networking or potential for trade without money?
Sure.
Because that's the thing is if one person has, you know, fish that they're at the market with.
Well, that's not money.
And another person has, no, well, hold up though.
Oh, you're right.
Looking back to the start of money. You know, if one person has fish, another person has lamb, another person has, you know, silk maybe, you know, and one person, the silk person needs some fish, but the fish person doesn't need silk. They need some lamb, right? Or whatever the other thing is. Like, that's where money came into play, where everyone said, okay, we all agree that this thing is tradable. So then I can go buy what I need from, you know, person, you know, with this, and then take it to the other person, by good of some sort, right?
Ideally, you should have.
Well, that's
I went fishing for some fish. I created this trade,
but that's my point though. Is not all the people with the goods you need don't always want to trade for what you got,
and they don't always. They didn't always need the money necessarily either.
Well, the money though. Well, and keep in mind, like, there's been multiple forms
that's
of money.
What I'm saying that's the root
forms,
of just like
the first
oh,
forms
shit.
Of money. Were
well that's
like
the thing
wheat,
let me
and like they used to use like just regular shit
well
around
they're
them
just
for,
like oh
for ways of keeping track of it basically.
Well, instead of getting wheat, I'll just go like net all the fish I can out of the ocean for this one. Instead of trading it, I'll just get all this money so I can do other stuff, obviously pay for my operation. But some way along the line, someone was like, oh shit, I have a tiny profit margin. People are willing to either trade or give me this weird, like, currency for all this fish I can catch. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then that's kind of the beginning. Then that guy shows somebody else. And then, I don't know, that kind of begins this trade.
But how does it be?
And then it becomes these banks convincing you that you need to keep it there and get a certain percentage on it. Or, you know what I mean? And somehow they convince us of this. which is really
interesting. Well, that's how the banks loan the money.
Yeah. I remember some of my family up in Iowa, they had a big cow farm. I think I've talked about this before, but
maybe, maybe not.
But they grew Angus, but they fed anus beef, Angus beef. And so
straight from the ground.
Straight from the ground. And my grandpa had just this huge safe in the middle of the house. It's like dead in the middle under like the sink in the kitchen in the basement. So they would never go to the bank. They would go trade their beef, cut it all up there at the farm, take their money and bring it back to the goddamn house. Wouldn't bring it to any bank. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
back in the day. And then eventually you kind of like, oh shit, I need a loan. You know, I ran out of money.
Yeah, I mean, there's still a percentage of people that are unbanked even, but I mean, that's...
Oh, for sure.
That's just it, right?
Well, they're not allowed, or they're just out. They've just, like, their credit's so bad they can't get a bank. You know what I mean?
Right.
Some people can't even open an account, which is crazy.
That, or they just don't want to go through the hassle of it, or they're just...
Or people paying, like, 20% on a car or something.
Other reasons are hiding what their income is. I mean...
Some people don't even know what interest is when they go buy a car or a house. So it's, oh, yeah, that sounds really good. Oh, shit, you just signed for 20-some percent interest on a fucking used Dodge Charger? You crazy?
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's the education part, you know what I mean? That's what the banks want. They don't give a fuck. They'll approve that shit right away. I don't care if they're going to make the money either. They already did.
Yeah, I mean, I think, though, that, you know, there is a push for financial literacy out there. And even from banks, like I know my bank, we on our website have like self-help resources for you to understand it all. Right. Because then what it causes is it causes customer dissatisfaction when they're like, you know, when they feel like they got fucked over, basically. Right. When it's like, well, no, you were given all the terms. Like you just didn't know what the, like you said, you didn't know what the hell you're getting into. Now, my thing is if you want to take a loan on whatever interest rate percentage, I mean, that's fucking up to you, I guess, right? But, you know, yeah, you should understand what you're getting yourself into. And that's two-sided, right? It's education for the consumer to know what they're, you know, how to understand it. And it's also on the bank to provide the information. I think regulation has got us to the point where banks provide all of that. You know what I mean? When you get a credit card, when you get a loan, you get all the paperwork. But the flip side of it, it's about going through it and understanding it, right?
Well, if you need it anyways, it don't matter.
Well, and that's,
they can make it clear as day.
And that's the other thing. I'm glad you brought that up, actually, because that's the other thing. And hey, I've been in that fucking situation in my life.
Sure.
It's like, you know, I don't.
What's the percentage? I need the vehicle.
I don't give a fuck what the percentage is. I need the loan. Right? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Because at that point, it feels like that's the only option. I mean, I've definitely been there. So
100%.
I empathize with that, you know.
100%.
You know, that position, I should say.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I think. And I get this a lot, and you know, I've written a blog post about this idea on my blog of like,
sure,
you know, people want to be apolitical and not care about, you know, politics because it's just, you know, it stresses people out, or it's just, it's boring, or what does it matter anyways?
Some people
right?
jump to conclusions right away.
Well, and what I was going to say though is that I think, you know, the problem is that politics does touch our lives in certain regards at certain points.
Well,
right? Like look at the government shutdown thing, and that's maybe something to bring into the mix. Is,
yeah, I didn't see
you
that.
Know, right now we're in the midst of a potential government shutdown supposedly on October 1st, right? That could affect, I think I even saw something that Social Security checks went out today to people like for October to try to like get them some money to last through a potential like shutdown. I do feel like I saw that the House may have voted on some bills. That
oh, dude, it'll
to
pass tonight. Tonight it'll pass at midnight and it'll go through with a bunch of other fucking weird shit and maybe more money to Ukraine, more money to this, more money to that,
right.
And it'll pass.
Right.
So it's not, don't believe everything they fucking see, okay? It's out of control what they do.
Interesting.
I
yeah,
mean,
I mean
it's
the
how
first
much money
so
we fucking
just a,
give out.
Just a quick Google search gives us a CNN Live article, which you know you can
sure.
take that for what it is.
Sure.
But it says McCarthy calls on Senate to drop Ukraine aid to avoid shutdown, basically. And this is 2 hours ago, so you know who knows.
Yeah,
right?
Stop sending fucking money over there and let's pay some of our. How many government employees? While you're on Google, do we have? How many federal employees do we have in the government?
Let's see here.
Please, just disappoint me right now. Just give me the number. Hurry up.
Well, easy now. It takes a second.
It's probably like 30,000.
I'm not
right?
the fastest typer. That's the.
It's 30,000.
30,000 is your guess?
Yep.
Let's see here.
It's out of control.
There's not even like a. Dude, they won't tell you this on Google, bro. They're not going to.
How many employees are in the federal government?
Oh. How many employees?
What did you put?
I did put how many government now. So, like I said, my typing skills. Okay, so
God damn it.
You're way off. 4+ million people are employed by the federal government.
See, that's a problem.
Including more than 2.5 million employees in the civilian government workforce.
Oh, my God.
So that's
people out
of control.
Who
deliver mail, forecast weather, provide care for veterans of the armed forces.
Oh, but bullshit. No, that's not what it is.
Well,
that's,
no.
You know what
easy,
that is?
Well, hold up now. Easy. That's not fair. That says it's including. It's not saying that's all made up of those people.
You know what that
but
is?
Still, I mean,
you know what that is?
What?
That's a little bit of communism. If we have that many government employees, what is happening?
Yeah,
that
but,
you need that many.
Well, I think though. So let me ask you though. So this is a good question. I think this is something that came up in the Republican debate in certain regards, or even at I should say at our dissident get together. You know, in the sense of, you know, what sort of federal government level is okay with people? Like, do you think it's okay that there's a zero employees of the federal government?
No, I just think there's a lot of unnecessary jargon, you know what I mean?
I mean, I guess my thing is, you know, and I feel like you know, in a conversation we had, you know, offline at some point you know, things that people have said about the federal government employees, or just regular people too who have jobs. We know that these are regular people in certain regards.
Most of the people I know are fucking government jobs, and that doesn't even include state jobs. 4 million.
Well, no, and so my point is that we, you know, I don't necessarily like the rhetoric of, you know, we just need to abolish these agencies. Because I think that's, first off, just ridiculous, right?
Well,
it's
you're
not going to
win a lot of votes. That's what I was telling people at your little soiree.
Yeah,
that. You're not going to win votes with that as Vivek or as anyone. You might. It's a dangerous thing to say because there are so many people. Yeah. And then I'll say, like, we have too many. You know what I mean?
But that's my point, right?
That's funny.
So even then.
You're right about that.
And that's,
it's a double-edged sword.
Well, and I'm just kind of curious.
You have friends
for
that
some
are
of
in.
These people. What is their idea? Because, sure. I mean, you can't, you know, here's a great example. You know, people on, you know, a conservative bent don't like what's going on at the border right now, right? But to the same degree, you need border, you know, enforcement agents. If you want, let's say you want to crack down as hard as you can as a, you know, as a right winger, you need a federal government employee to do that, right? So that's what I mean. My thing is, obviously, we can't have zero federal government employees, but, you know, is 4 million too many? I don't know, right? Does someone need to do a fair analysis of different departments in the government? Probably, right? Because we do also know that government, you know, the government can get overbloated, right? Just like any institution, whether
yes.
it's a company, a government, or
yes.
academia. And that's kind of, you know, that's my thing is.
Well, what are
know,
we doing?
What's the right level? That's the question that should be had.
Well,
but all we could do is yell the, you know, the punchline of, you know, ban them or completely support them, right?
Well, when you ask somebody that is related to the government anything about it and they give you some disappointing answer, it gets, you know what I mean? If you ask your friend, hey, how many agents do we got on drugs in like Albuquerque or in wherever, and they give you some like 3, and you're like, 3
so
on
only,
drugs?
So only 3 of them are on drugs
yeah.
at the moment.
Or like, you know what I mean? That's their task force is drugs.
I was going to say, the only
drug enforcement.
Only 3 are high on drugs. That's not
but
too
But the
fine.
FBI is like a different thing. I'm sure
right.
the DEA has a few.
Well, so
just,
and what
just
some
name
people,
all these
What
in.
Some people would argue is, why do we need to have an FBI, a DEA, you know, a this, that,
Marshals.
And the other. Marshall, you know, and like I said, is that a
Sheriffs,
fair question?
Police.
Well,
no, security.
You know, Secret Service. I mean,
Secret Service.
Just, well, and like I said, someone,
well, Secret Service is one thing, I guess.
Well,
that's,
but they also deal with certain types of investigations in the country, I feel like.
Yeah,
like they
weird.
Have a special, you know what I mean? So that's my point, right? Should it be analyzed? Yeah. Does it mean that these, like, you know.
How many
I think
really
some,
are there? It's just fucking out of control. Well, FDA, DEA.
Well, and I think the other thing
ICE,
is, yeah,
fucking
how effective are
immigration
they?
Immigration control.
Well, just how effective are they, right? I think the other thing is, would you really care about the 4 million plus, you know, federal agent employees or federal employees if we felt like the federal government was doing a good job at the things they're supposed to take care of.
Maybe some safe borders, God forbid.
Safe borders, safe streets. I mean, in fact, just recently, I mean, people may have seen this, may not have seen this, but there was some looting and rioting in Philadelphia that got pretty out of hand. I mean,
what are they rioting about? Just life?
I shouldn't even say rioting. It was just plainly like looting. I guess you'd consider it rioting. But yeah, it wasn't like in response to another shooting of a young black man, for example, right?
It was not.
This was purely out of, you know, I don't want to say out of the blue necessarily, but it was definitely not motivated
by an
external event. It wasn't like a protest that got out of control based on a politic. It was just a band of people in the city that just, you know, have done it. And it's happened in other cities too. It's happened in Chicago, right? So that's the thing, is, you know, you can't ignore that sort of shit. And we need a government that can take care of that sort of stuff, right? But obviously there's a dysfunction in some of these agencies, and there's also, you know, there's people who are operating within some of these agencies who are operating under political ideology, right? On both the left and the right wing. So,
well, that's what's so weird. It's like, how many FBI agents are fucking left or right wing? I'm not sure. I'm sure there's a lot of FBI agents that lean a little right. But if they're honest to their fucking job, it shouldn't really matter.
No.
If these agencies are doing their jobs and they're legitimately investigating some corrupt-ass presidents, we obviously have. So we have two corrupt-ass families that are either going to win again, you know what I mean? And that's right. What we need to start accepting, that we're just, that's what the United States is. Nobody's perfect. I mean, you could point to any of those politicians on the goddamn debate stage, like Nikki Haley. I can't fucking stand her. She'd send us both to war, handicap and all. I got a bad hip, and she wouldn't give a fuck. She wouldn't care.
I don't necessarily.
You're gone to Ukraine. I know it is. She's in bed with all the fucking Lockheeds, everybody, establishment. She loves that we've spent $72 billion because those are all her friends. Keep fucking saying they need more. They need more weapons. We got to pay the people who make all the weapons. Yeah, those are my friends.
I think that, you know.
She's one I would just have to kick off the stage if it were me.
I will say I definitely don't necessarily agree with you,
Jesus,
on the Ukraine-Russia thing. I mean, I think that you can't just have complete non-involvement.
No, but I just don't like how she approaches it. She'd approach it in, like, literally first day. Let's get some boots in there. You know what I mean?
Have you heard her say that?
I have heard her say that.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, yeah, that crazy.
I mean,
Shaw, if worse comes to worse, we do have to. It's just like, well,
hold up, though. I mean, that's different, though, than saying first day of presidency, I'm putting boots on the ground. So, no, yeah, we would have to nail down what she said, right?
Because they catch her saying all kinds of establishment bullshit, dude. She's just the establishment's little.
See, but I don't judge.
We need all the government funding.
My thing is, I don't judge it based on establishment or non-establishment.
I do.
I base it on free thinking about the subject if that's in itself.
I know, but if you just can tell she's a hint of just, let's go to war, I don't like that.
Well, that's fine, but all I'm saying is own your belief in staying out of war in Ukraine, not necessarily labeling it as just pure establishment and saying, well, I'm just, I don't like establishment thought like that.
I don't like it.
I mean, but and that, like I said, that's fine, but own it for what you're actually saying, which is fair.
She's very establishment. I don't like it.
Well, and I would say it's not
like
establishment.
Trump is an establishment. Like,
yes, he is. He's just his establishment in certain regards, right? He's part of that machine.
Sure. Someone at your party was saying, like with COVID, he's very interesting.
Well, I mean,
but what do you do? It was such an emergency situation. Looking back, what the fuck do you do as a president?
Like I said, you do what DeSantis did. He analyzed the data and the information, and he made a decision.
Sure,
as the
people
time,
still died in Florida.
But it's not about not dying. See, my thing with DeSantis is, I remember seeing videos of him early on at that time being like,
"You think those numbers might be fucking? Well, you think his numbers just might be a little?" Different,
hold up though. What I'm saying is, I remember seeing videos where he endorsed the vaccine, like, as a, like, we're gonna have it available, like,
sure,
if you want it.
Well, you have to, yeah.
Well, but my thing is, it's not a you're forced to take it, it's also not a you're not allowed to take it. It's, you know, once again, it's the liberty to do what you want with your body. But, you know, like I said, for me, my thing is, he, you know, he did what he did in 2021 of opening beaches, opening the state up. because of his interpretation of information, which, I mean, we all know that that information was flown out there, right? So I think, you know, like I said, I think it's one of those things that, for me, that's what I like about DeSantis, is he'll analyze that stuff. Because I think for Trump, and my thing with Trump from the beginning, and I stand by this and I've said it in the past, is that he's not there to like do it for the right reasons. Like, to me, it's like a notch
it's
in his
belt.
It's
all for him. Yeah.
Well, and he's
that's
not
what I was trying to tell.
He's not like a I don't think he's this like big genius political person in the sense that he not has this ideology that he wants to push forward. I think he does what he feels is like going to be popular and going to get him the votes in ways. He has his base that he, you know, tries to stick to. But even recently, he made comments about abortion that has pissed off his base.
What did he say?
So basically, he was in an interview.
Who's he? Trump?
Trump. Yeah, sorry. And I'll clarify. So Trump was in an interview with, you know, someone from Fox or someone, doesn't really matter, right? So he was with an interview with someone, and they asked him about what he thought about Ron DeSantis signing the heartbeat bill, which is a 6-week abortion ban, anything after 6 weeks. Now, we can debate whether that's right or wrong separately, but what Trump had said is that he thought it was terrible, which is interesting because obviously out of Trump's base is like the religious right, like the people who would be pro-lifers all the way through, right? So that's the thing where it's, you know, Trump is doing something that, is he trying to play to the, you know, to moderates in a little bit of a sense? Like, you know, and even back in 2016, he wasn't full abortion. But my point about all of that is that he sometimes does and says, I think, what he thinks is going to be in his best interest to get what he wants. Right. And that's my thing with him wanting the presidency. I mean, they all want it for ego reasons in certain regards.
Oh, for sure.
But he's not, like, at least with, you know, even with someone like Bernie Sanders, like, they have a political ideology that is motivating them in a way, right? Like, even with someone with, you know, potentially like Gavin Newsom is motivated by an ideology in a certain
way. If there's
regard.
Some sort of emergency and that fucker's the president, who knows what would happen?
Lockdown. But
prepare,
yeah.
Prepare for the streets to be riddled with police, with escorts and just barricades. Testing at every corner, federal spending at an all-time high when we can't even keep the government going. This is what happens. And you got to stay focused. And you got to stay in the zone.
You do.
And it's hard. It's a hard thing to keep up with. But it's easy when you have this small help, this little piece, this little ingredient that Jeff and I would like to introduce you to.
Yeah, well, and I would say more than just one ingredient, but definitely a nice little boost in a small package. And, you know, one thing as average awareness to continue,
which is relatable,
you know, well, continuing to expand our awareness. And as average people, right, we get tired. We deal with the pains of life and sometimes need some help, right? So we want to introduce you to a sponsor of ours, essentially, that
yes.
is partnered with us and provided some product that we find definitely exceptional or,
sure.
you know, and something different in the world to give you,
Jeff,
that boost,
what is this
right?
product?
So this is called Magic Mind.
Okay.
And Magic Mind is definitely, you know, it's a little drink. It's a small one, you know, probably the size of a 5-hour power, I would say. Right.
Okay.
And, you know, for me, I will say trying them, they give, you know, and I'm a pretty big caffeine person. I drink a lot of caffeine, you know, on certain days. And the nice thing about this is it gives you a boost and a focus that is better than caffeine, less jittery in the sense that it doesn't, you know, get you so, you know, wired out that you're just stuck in a zone of like paralysis.
It's interesting.
It gives you a very clean focus in a sense, right?
And, sure. And, you know, and the thing I went golfing on this stuff. And it was fascinating, the results. I was making a lot of long putts, focusing very hard on the driver, the wedges. But I did notice a difference on the golf course, me and my friend. And we had experimented with some of this Magic Mind. And it did make a difference. I would say so. It yeah. wasn't like a cup of coffee. It wasn't like a jittery right. thing. It was like a focus. I could have a clean conversation with him.
Right.
Which is cool to have.
No, and here's my thing with it, right? Because it's definitely, you know, it's going to be a lot different than drinking, like, you know, your sugary, fake, artificial energy sort of drink.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's going to have a lot of, basically, you know, what I would assume is natural ingredients, basically stuff that, you know, you're going to want for your body in a sense. That's not just, you know, a bunch of sugar or, like I said, just 300, 600 milligrams of caffeine to take you, you know, to zoom you out.
Yeah, I don't really need,
you know, and I think, you know, once again, it's going to give you a clean focus is would be my thing.
Is that how you would describe it? It's very clean. I would describe it as very, yes, very focused.
It's a, well, and that's my thing, a clean focus where energy drinks, other just pure caffeine products give me,
it's very different,
a jittery kind of, you know, stuckness in the sense that my mind is running, but I'm almost so jittery I can't like decide what to do. This is not that.
Skin crawling.
So, you know, with that, and once again, people, we wanted to bring this to you because one, this is a new partnership that we're bringing to you as Average Awareness, and it's something beautiful that we enjoy and want you to enjoy it as well. And with that, you can actually get some of this yourself at magicmind.co and use our code Average Awareness. That's going to be one word, and this
fantastic
will be in the show notes as well. So we'll make sure that this is in the show notes, so you can click on the link, get the code, drop it on in when you make a purchase. Now, with Magic Mind, they have subscriptions available that will actually lower your price even further. So consider that. But with that Average Awareness code, you get 40% off. So
yes.
Yeah, definitely.
So shout out to Magic Mind.
Check that out. And yeah, definitely.
Shout out to Magic Mind.
Appreciate you, Magic Mind. And yes, with that, in that
pure
focus that we have obtained at this point, we can continue to expand our awareness. And I guess, you know,
I'm just super focused right now. I just need to.
Well, with that, what else is
perfect for, you know, just a podcast? You know what I mean? There's just so many things that you could do on it, though. You know, golf is one thing. That's a thing, a hobby that you need.
I was going to say, anything you like anything, to do
requires
some focus, right? And you know, it's funny because I feel like that's
one everyone's of those looking that, to focus a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, and you know, for me, I know.
On the important things.
I feel, and I mean, I feel like, you know, lately I have wondered, you know, I'll read books a lot and I like, you know, we'll read a page or two and then it's almost like I get that itch for like, what do I jump to next, right?
That's good.
Well, almost, well, not even good in the sense of like, I've only read two pages, I should keep reading instead of like going to pull my phone out and look at like social media for a second or look at, you know, who knows what for a second.
I've gotten so bad, dude. My thumb is starting to hurt a little bit. I might have to just put it down.
I'm almost at the point of locking my phone away.
Some algorithms that I just don't agree with that come up on my feed and I'm just tired of kind of seeing them. You know what I mean? Some very weird stuff that I'm just not interested in seeing on my fucking feed.
Yeah.
So it's like, what do? You're obsessed with this little thing on your phone. You pray to it like a...
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about that before, for sure.
It's just out of control how much people are using that thing. And I mean, now
speaking of kind of, you know, pros and cons or double-edged swords in the sense, like, I still feel like that's the case for technology, you know, and it's funny because, like, and this even came up in the debate, right? Like, where Tulsi called out, that's who I wish was running. Nikki Haley called out Vivek for being on TikTok, basically, right? And even the moderators called him, I guess. You know, and it's kind of interesting because it's like, yeah, is that a good thing?
Well, he's trying to get to his voters.
Well, I get that, right? But I guess right now the conservative stance is, you know, TikTok is spyware.
I don't know if that is.
TikTok is Chinese spyware.
That's Fox's stance for sure.
Not just Fox, though. No, it's something on the right. It's not just Fox.
Obviously not. That's what I was explaining to some people at your party. If you put Vivek on the fucking left side, you know what I mean? If he was a Democrat.
Oh, okay.
Because he doesn't really talk like a Republican, really. If you really listen to him, he's not really saying anything that would...
But it's the cultural stuff that he is definitely more aligned with the Republicans. That's what started it. Because I don't think he's... Him branding himself as a Republican isn't like... Has always been his thing.
Well, you wouldn't brand Biden as like woke.
Well, no, but
the people
that control him.
Sure, that's what I'm saying. Put it, right? So you don't really have to act like that to be, I don't know. If he could come out on the left and just kind of stay with whatever he's going with now, anti-establishment, obviously.
But here's the thing, though. Vivek has made a career before running for president out of calling out the left and calling out the woke. He has multiple books on the subject. That's how I've come.
Oh, that's where
him.
It gets a little tough.
So that's where he, you know, so that's what I'm saying. I don't think
maybe I'm just saying that we need someone like him on our side.
Well,
on the left side. Excuse me. It's not my side. I don't have a side. Yeah, I don't really give a fuck.
On the Democratic side, I don't think, you know,
there's not anyone with that kind of energy.
Well, hold up though. You know what they need? It's just to run a damn primary, like open and honest, you know,
yeah,
for the country.
Let RFK in there.
Let RFK Jr., let Marianne Williamson in there. Let whoever wants to do it and qualify. Pete Buttigieg, Gavin Newsom, whoever, right? Kamala Harris is running with Biden, but in a different, you know, like.
Pete, man.
And I'm not saying I love any of these people as politicians or love their ideas.
But it is better.
But I'm just saying.
Biden's going to get beat by anybody they put out there.
Let it be open. And here's my thing, too. And kind of like, you know, people are saying about Trump. Like, Trump should be at those Republican debates. Biden should be at those Democratic debates with other people.
Well, they're not even debating.
Well, all I'm saying is there should be there should be some accountability for them to get out
there. Biden's our guy, Jeff. Biden is our guy for the next 4 years.
That's
and
what,
we're not putting anybody.
RFK's
not going to last another 4 years.
Well,
you know what I mean? He's not going
to
be there.
RFK is not going to be able to do it under the Democratic Party at this current stage, right? Because he is just too far on the anti-vaccine. And there's too many people who have hinged their identity on being a good liberal who believes in vaccines. Right. So there's no fucking way.
Such a scary conversation.
You know, people could
have.
Bring themselves to pull the lever on RFK Jr. Now, the question is, though, is if it's RFK Jr. versus Trump, would enough people be like anti-Trumpers to say, I guess I got to do RFK Jr.?
I don't think anyone has a chance, dude, which is sad.
What do you mean, though? Anyone against who?
Against Trump.
So
you think
this next time it's Trump?
It's Trump, dude.
You think it's Trump?
People are fed up and they think the same thing's going to. He may, I don't know, but you're right. A lot of people don't like his stance on certain subjects, such as, like you said, the abortion. And he just doesn't, he's not a politician. That's the thing. It's hard for him to talk about political things in that sense when all he really wants to do is kind of tax cuts for my people.
Yeah, but see, that's not even special though, man, because any Republican would say that. Or like that's what he did in his first presidency was standard Republican shit in the end, right? With just basically him being a crazy character, like tweeting crazy shit, saying crazy shit, and the media going crazy over him over every little thing, right? So I don't know, man. I just think that, you know,
he's an interesting character for sure, but that's why and people know that people are going after him. There's more Trump crazy people than there are like people paying attention on the left that know Biden is fucked. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, man.
They know he's fucked, so they're just like, hey, brother, just go out there and let's vote for this same guy? How do you convince your friends?
Well, even then.
How do you even talk to your friends about that? You're like, hey, brother, we got to go vote.
Well, the funny
thing
is.
And we have two fucking corrupt ass dudes.
There's no one that's out there touting Biden.
No.
Everyone that voted for him is.
They are weeping.
Yeah, it's a travesty what happened.
It's a goddamn travesty, dude.
And anyone that is going to vote for him is more just showing their allegiance to the Democratic Party in the sense of like Biden, like you do hear these interviews sometimes out in the ether that are like Biden's done a lot of stuff. Like he's done the, you know, this, that, and the other. He got the Inflation Reduction Act, which hasn't seemed to reduce any inflation. But, you know.
I haven't seen much of that go through.
I haven't seen that action yet. But, yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things where you can feel that it's not, it's like Biden isn't as bad as you think. And, you know, he's still our guy to pull the party together.
It's just not Trump.
And we, yeah. And bottom line is, we can't let Trump get back in.
Oh, my God.
Which is interesting because I wonder, you know, I think what people think would happen is, let's say Trump gets elected. And I guess when would that presidency end? It would end in 2028. Well, yeah. Would
2027?
He would get inaugurated in what? 2024? Or no. So
25.
Yeah. So it'd go until
6, 7.
So the election would be 28. So till 29, right? So let's say we're in January of 2029. Trump got elected president. He's been president for 4 years. Now, technically, he can't run a third time, according to our laws.
Yes,
right?
This is where it gets fun.
So this is where it'll get interesting, right? Because I think what most people think that are on the left is that he's going to just keep the president. He's not going to give it up. He'll just want to be running for, he'll just install himself as a dictator is what will happen, right? So my thing is, at the end of the second term, if Trump does get reelected, does he just say like, all right, I did my two terms. I fucking won twice. Like, I knew I could do it. Fuck all of you who thought I couldn't. And I'm going to, you know, go down to Mar-a-Lago and enjoy my life now. Like, is that what happens? Do you think that Trump seriously says, no, I'm keeping power?
No.
I'm now the dictator of the U.S. and
no.
The fucking QAnon army is here to back me up.
If you want to fucking have a riot at the Capitol, that's one way to do it, okay?
Well, no, and I mean, these are serious questions in the sense that's why you have government, right?
That's why you have...
Well, yeah, but there's...
Pence took his stand, bro. Weird as Pence is...
Yeah, but who's going to be vice president this next time?
Yeah, Vivek's not going to take a stand.
Or what if it's someone that, yeah, is total... I mean, this is what I've heard people say about Trump as well, is like, who's going to do it for him that isn't just a complete lackey? Because look how he turns on people.
Well, you can't. With Congress and everybody, he'll get... Someone will just shoot him.
Well, the army, yeah, I mean...
Someone will just shoot him.
You can, I mean, let's just say...
Shit could get real wild.
Well, that's... Yeah, shit will get real wild. But that's what I'm saying. Do you think Trump would do that? Or do you think he would just be like, no, that's my two terms?
I think he's
like,
been so surprised that he even won. It's been such a fucking roller coaster, I bet, of just drug-enraged...
We're not talking about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. We're talking about Trump, I thought.
No, that's what I'm saying. Oh, well, either way.
I was going to say, I mean, you know, you have a situation where we barely talked about this.
You came into this presidency basically in a surprise, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then you're trying to just, like I've said, if you don't buy it, he's just there to help people like him, you know what I mean? Billionaires and millionaires. He's not really, obviously, didn't help with whatever he did, because I guess you could blame it all on Biden, all of this inflation, but was the end of his term the beginning of this inflation? We don't know. Giving away money beginning?
No, I think we do know that in 2020, the bills that he signed, the first bills for COVID, that,
were crazy.
You know, did start the process. I think, though, what a lot of economists have
first
said
time
is
we
that
gave people money, dude. It's crazy.
The first ones were maybe acceptable. It's the stuff that got passed in 2021 that probably pushed it over the ledge.
All the PP whatever loans and all these crazy things.
Well, just
things.
There was two bills. I think it was the CARES Act, and then there was the second one that came when Biden started the presidency that then gave that second round of stimulus in 2021. And that's what I'm saying. That's what a lot of economists will point to in the sense of,
oh my God,
what really skyrocketed the problem more than likely, compared to, you know, the CARES Act at the beginning seemed more necessary because COVID was new, right? Is the way it would get argued. I mean, it probably all of it doesn't help, right? And granted, when there's emergencies and crises, you have to do stuff to respond. I mean, I think what, you know, people would say too, is that the Federal Reserve didn't raise interest rates sooner when they should have to help mitigate these things ahead of time. Right. Because then we had this marketplace where everyone was flush with cash. Interest rates were still super low. So, you know, there was a boom in the housing market. There was a, you know, just a big rush for everything in a sense, and a supply bottleneck that caused things to be limited anyways, because of the world getting booted back up. So yeah, who knows? Right. I mean, going back to what you said, man, I mean, politicians, you know, how much control do they have over it? I don't think it's 100%, but I also don't think it's 0%.
No, they fucked us for COVID. They fucked us, and we just kind of have to start accepting it. And we have one of the crazier governors in the fucking, we need to talk about that.
Yeah, we do.
We have one of the craziest governors in the goddamn country.
That's a good pivot. Let's talk about some more local politics.
Yeah. Let me tell this, because I was kind of involved. So, well, I'm sitting... Shut
in
up.
The vicinity.
I was in the vicinity. I'm sitting at our beautiful facilities we have here in Albuquerque. I'm sitting at this beautiful seat that I have because I do work for this...
Well, wait a second. What do you mean by facilities?
Will you just let me talk?
Will you just clarify?
Be quiet?
Clarify. Right.
We're at this beautiful facility watching a baseball game. And this is our minor league team, the Isotopes. And... I'm going to tell this story, and if it takes a while, it does.
Don't worry.
So we're watching the game. So anyways, we're at this beautiful facility, Isotopes Park, and as you know, Albuquerque is not the safest place If you were to rank it among places in the United States, you could agree with that. So I hear gunshots ring out. It's about the seventh inning of this game, eighth inning. And I hear gunshots ring out outside the Isotopes. I just heard about four. People I was with didn't hear it, but I think other people did too. 2 minutes later, sirens, and then maybe like 10 minutes later, there's a helicopter hovering over the game. Even the players were freaking out because it was like telling us to stay in the stadium because something was going on outside of the stadium. Because obviously someone just got shot, but they can't say that over the intercom. They just have to say, stay calm. You know what I mean? So it was crazy as hell. So outside the Isotopes game, I guess there was a family leaving the game early. I was still there. And they cut someone off and they shot him 17 times with a gun. I think they ended up catching him. It was a couple of weeks, but they did end up catching him.
Yeah.
So again, this happens and 24 hours later, our governor has a ban on any concealed carry within Bernalillo County, which is just unprecedented.
Well, hold up though. Just to add a few clarifying points,
please.
So that's
a long story.
Yeah. Well, and the people were found that perpetrated the act. Yes. Just to be clear, they did kill an 11-year-old boy.
Yes.
And his aunt is still, as far as I understood, in the hospital. She was in some sort of critical condition, but yeah, she wasn't dead, right? But definitely injured. Pretty bad. Who knows what state she's in at the moment exactly. But overall point is that they did catch them. The two guys ended up saying that they actually shot the vehicle up because they mistook it for a vehicle of someone they're having a gang feud with. Now,
great.
So two people, they shot.
It's a great excuse.
I'm pretty sure they shot like how many shots? Like 14?
17.
17 shots into the vehicle. You know,
that might kill somebody.
Yeah. So basically the governor responded. And the one other thing I want to clarify on the governor, what she did is she did basically this was an executive order under the guise of health and safety. So she tried to make it a health emergency, just as like she did COVID. With COVID. And what she did is not only concealed carry, it was concealed and open carried.
Yeah.
In basically Albuquerque and the what they call Bernalillo County, which is the county that Albuquerque is in.
That's where people were just like, oh my gosh, this is craziness. Well, what if someone has a gun and I don't have mine?
Well, also, though, that's against the Second Amendment. You can't limit someone's ability
to carry
firearms in the legal manner when it's a legal registered weapon, right? And in New Mexico, we have a right to carry open carry without
Michelle,
a license.
That's has anyone ever done that before? Who gave her that idea?
You gotta wonder why there weren't lawyers and aides around her that were saying you can't do this.
Well, someone had to say, let's do something wild.
Well, and here's the other thing that I feel like I found out or read is that there was another killing, and let's be honest, right? And I mean, Albuquerque's not special. There's other cities, other towns where this is happening. Chicago, Philadelphia, for example. But there was another kid that had gotten killed in some sort of drive-by or something had happened where there was another kid that was killed around the time that Isotope shooting had happened.
Jesus.
So it was kind of her making a move in response to all of it, in a sense. Now, obviously, the crazy thing is you can't just say it's a health emergency. Now, I get that people are dying.
It's definitely an emergency.
Well, but in the sense
that... You call it a health emergency?
But to say it's a health emergency like COVID, like, you could obviously see where the overreach of powers is coming from. It's like, well, we did this with COVID, and I want to be a good fucking liberal, so I got to do something, right? And this is the thing.
The fuck? You get together with your politician, like, we have to do something. Just ban all guns?
Well, you get together with a bunch of people that all agree there's no diversity of thought, right? So they just think we got to do something, right? And we're just going to do something when it's not legal at all, and it violates constitutional amendments.
You can't come out with something like that.
As well as I'm pretty sure it breaks certain state amendments or state, like our state constitution. You know what I mean? Because every state, or I'm pretty sure every state, but states have their own constitutions as well. You know what I mean? So a lot of state constitutions outline more detailed rights on stuff. And I'm pretty sure in our state constitution, there's stuff that give people the right to carry a firearm.
Oh, yeah. That's why we have open carry.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, there's multiple levels that she's going crazy. And I guess my thing, and the craziest thing that I thought is like, you know, okay, it, you know, this poor kid got murdered. That is fucking a tragedy. That is sad.
Yes.
It's fucked up. Should have never fucking happened. And these two fucking scoundrels who did it
deserve
to rot in prison and rot in hell, and as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
Right? But the thing is that one, you know, you're not going to do anything by just making this executive order saying you're banning guns. Because the two dudes that did this shit to begin with aren't going to follow your executive orders. They're fucking gang members involved in crime to begin with. Right. So it's like, you know, what are you doing? First off, you're not doing a real solution. You're just virtue signaling. You're just trying to say, look at me. I'm the good Democratic governor who fucking made a health emergency order because I want to do something. Right. When it's not going to solve the problem, first off. So it's kind of it's like putting a Band-Aid on a broken arm. Right. You know, is kind of my thing with it.
Yes.
And, you know, from there, if you're a left winger and you're concerned about guns, wouldn't you be concerned if a right wing governor comes into play and now he's making health emergencies? Like, for example, hey, there's a health emergency for babies with all the abortion going on in the state. We're going to ban all abortions now because of that health emergency. Or there's, you know, you could just imagine it can work both ways. Right. And that's my thing is yes. I don't like when people are trying to make laws when they're not the legislative body. That's kind of where I get concerned, right?
It's very concerning with these presidents and these governors just waving their little wands and just doing exactly what they want. You know what I mean? Well, that's not the government we
wanted. I don't think they'd all do exactly what they want, right? Because, you know, obviously it would be a lot different. But, yes, they do as much as they can within their powers.
Yes.
And that's why you see it. Like Biden, when he first got into the presidency, signed a shit ton of executive orders. Trump did the same thing. Every president since, like, Reagan has done it in some regard, but it's gotten to be more and more and more and more where it's like
that's
hundreds
what it
of
was
them.
I was trying to explain that to a dude at your little party. So yeah, every president just sign a napkin and there we go, it's into law. So it's like I don't know,
I wouldn't it's say hard it's a napkin to, but
well it's just a piece of paper. What's
yeah.
a napkin?
Yeah,
just a piece of paper.
It's got a bunch of written stuff on it.
Yep.
To be fair,
and then it's they control us with it. You know what I mean? It affects all of us.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
But once again, going back to
like, sure, let's do it.
Going back to double-edged swords, you have to have laws
for
control, right?
Sure.
So, you know, it's one of those things that you almost have
to find. How many do you need? Do you have to make a new one every day?
Well, and the question is, you know, what level of government should be issuing laws for which things, right? You know what I mean? What rights do the states have compared to what rights do the federal government set for the country? Like, you know what I mean? That's the debate to be had. And there's definitely some disagreements on that. So, you know, I think it's one of those things where there's
just get a little bit more aware about this election season before they sneak one by you that, you know what I mean? Sneak some candidate right past your fucking eyes. But hopefully it's a fair and democratic process, Jeff.
No, and I think, you know, and that's the thing, right, is that we would want to make sure that no matter who gets elected, I just want to make sure they were the ones who were fairly elected, whether it's Trump, whether it's Biden, whether it's, God forbid, Newsom, or whoever, right?
Oh, God, dude.
You know, or even DeSantis. I mean, I want it to be
I think people understand.
A fair thing where the person who is elected is agreed upon by everyone in the sense that, yeah, it's not my guy, but the fucking game was played properly. But I don't think that's going to happen in 2024.
Nobody thinks the game is fucking
so buckle in, baby, because this is going to just get crazier.
The game has not been properly played in years. That's what people are afraid of. It's just like, oh, it's been the same. Or it's getting a little wishy-washy.
People have accepted it, though.
Well, they're just like, was the last election legit? Was the one before that even legit? Was it Russian fucking interference that made Trump win?
Hillary Clinton still fucking thinks that.
Or did Vegas made the call? Vegas made the call and said, we cannot have a woman president. You know what I mean? And it doesn't matter who's on the other side. Someone may have just made that call. We're not ready for it.
Yeah.
We're not there, and because who knows what the fuck happens four years after that?
I don't think it had.
What if this is the eighth year of fucking Hillary right now?
Well, it'd be...
It's insane.
Yeah, I mean, but
well, where would
but
we be? Who
mean,
knows where we'd be?
It's just...
would we be in a better place?
I think did make the decision.
Well, would a fucking global disease even happen if Hillary was president? You know what I mean? Or would it just be like
global,
mad cow?
Maybe a global war would have. Who knows?
Oh, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, I just
or we're just going to Russia and fighting, you know what I mean?
I'll probably continuously disagree with this idea that it's a grand plan by
by
somebody that made the call themselves. No one person made the call. You know who made the call? Every American who voted that election, who said we want Trump over Hillary.
Electorals made the call. That's what happened.
No, but electorals are based on elections, bro.
Well, if we're talking about Hillary won with pure numbers, and that's just a weird thing we do in this country where we just have these.
Okay, but that
more
but,
states
but still,
are
though, electoral votes are based on votes. It's not just out of fucking nowhere.
Well, they're just worth more than others. Do you like feeling worth less than someone in another state? Do you?
Well, okay,
I don't.
We can talk about the system being reevaluated.
It is fucked. We know
but,
it is.
But let's be fair. It's not like Democratic presidents haven't won under
that
sort of model.
No, I'm not saying it didn't happen anyways.
But I guess my thing is, though, no matter what, is that we have the system we have. We know what it is. But if the people vote the way they vote,
well, it's a lot easier
to
rig
that sort
an
of
election
stuff into account.
Well, you could just debate it's a lot easier to rig an election with all these weird electoral things, right? All you need is to tweak one state. It's not like we have to tweak the whole system if it were just one vote, you know what I mean? All you got to do is, oh, shit, he did win Michigan. That's all he needed. Here's our winner. You know what I mean? It's not you said, the American people going out and it's one vote and one. It's really not.
But people's vote decides what those electoral college votes become.
Sure.
That's my thing, right?
Sure.
And there's a reason it was set up with electoral college.
But if there were none, Hillary would have won, right?
If it's just off the popular vote.
That's just the debate.
But, well, yeah.
That's just not how we do it,
but
though.
That's not the way it's done, right? So stop crying about, I'm not saying to you, but I'm saying to, you know, the people out there who like to, tout that on the left. It's like, you know, stop crying about how it could have been
well,
based
it
on
is
popular
weird.
Vote. Because that's not the way we do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't we, though?
Well, let me say this, though. It's weird when Donald Trump wins the election. It's not so weird when Biden wins the election.
Yeah.
Then it's fucking business as usual.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not that hard when you have this little way that we do it, like you're saying.
I mean,
if it were one for one, it's very hard to just be like, hey, this
state. We could easily say, hey, let's do ranked choice voting and let's do no parties, right? I mean, I think if we were trying to get back to an ideal of the founders, they would be very dismayed at the party politics that have taken place in the country.
Yeah, I don't recall them talking about that.
No, absolutely not. They were not, like, they warned against it specifically.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And we're stuck in the same thing that most democracies do, this little party system of the populace and the...
Well, and it's not just parties. It's also this duopoly of parties, right? When we have just two main parties, Democrat and Republican, well, the parties have split among class in certain regards, and they've always been split in certain ways. But I mean, I guess my thing is just, you know, yes, is it perfect? No, absolutely not. Is it better than other options? It's definitely better than a fucking dictatorship, right?
Sure,
it's better than other things. But I do agree it can be improved, and we should be looking for improvements. But you know what won't get it improved is if people just tune out of all of the politics, right? So
that's where it gets easy to just put in whoever.
Well, and it's not even just put in whoever, but it's, you know, it gets easy for it to be the same old shit.
Yes.
In a certain regard, right?
Put in the same fucking 91-year-old lady who's been there the whole time, which just doesn't really make sense to me. How the fuck are the same people going out and voting for the same fucking lady who's been there forever in their little district? It just doesn't. Are they killing the people who could be competitors? Are they fucking...
No, it's just there's...
Rubbing them out of the market.
I think there's this incumbency thing where you see the name that you saw last time, so you circle
but
that.
But look around, it's trash. They're producing trash. You know what I mean? And you're just like, oh,
maybe
vote
like
them in
you
again.
Said, people aren't looking around. So
they're not.
One way you can be better...
Look around. Take a magic mind and look around.
Well, and not only that, but listen to Average Awareness.
Yes.
And definitely, you know...
Use our codes.
Become more aware. And, you know, once again, it's we've said this before, don't be obsessed with it.
No.
But definitely you got to be involved in it to some degree. You got to be aware of it to some degree, even as an average person. So we thank you for listening, and we definitely hope that you enjoyed, you know, this fine airing of this whenever you listen to it in the future. I will say, please help the show by subscribing, liking, rating, sharing, commenting. You can send us an email at averageawarenesspodcast@gmail.com. It's our official email. You can maybe hear some lightning in the background there. We got a little storm brewing, maybe, potentially. So with that,
I think that's your fish tank.
Maybe the fish tank behind us. Either way, something is brewing that we're going to get to. But thank you, fine people. Have a great rest of your existence whenever you listen.
All right. God bless you.